Jordan Walker doubled and scored the tie-breaking run on Mason Wynn's triple in the seventh inning as the Cardinals beat the San Diego Padres 2-1 last night. Michael McGreevy will start for St. Louis tonight against the Padres. Bo Naylor hit a three-run home run in the seventh inning as the Cleveland Guardians beat the Kansas City Royals 8-5. Tonight, Kansas City will host Detroit. Chris Bubic gets the start. NBA playoff action last night. The defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder defeated the Lakers 125-107. Thunder lead the series 2-0. Detroit beat Cleveland 107-97. Pistons lead that series 2-0. Tonight, New York is in Philadelphia. Knicks have a 2-0 series lead. And San Antonio at Minnesota. That series is all tied up at a game apiece. The NCAA announced on Thursday that it will expand its two March Madness tournaments by 8 teams each next season, a move that will drop more early round games into the first week of the highly popular and lucrative showcase without substantially changing its overall form. The new 76-team brackets will jam 8 extra games for a total of 12 games involving 24 teams into the front half of the first week of the men's and women's tournament, turning what's now known as the first four into a bigger affair. It is the first expansion of the tournament in 15 years when they bumped to 68 teams each. College softball yesterday in the SEC tournament quarterfinals at Lexington. The third-ranked Alabama Lady Crimson Tide defeated fifth-ranked Arkansas 7-1. College baseball today, number 17 Arkansas will host number 24 Oklahoma. Missouri's at home with Vanderbilt. Arkansas State will host Texas State. And Missouri State plays host to New Mexico State. High school softball in the Class 2 District 4 tournament at Mountain Grove. Their Bobcats advance in dominant fashion behind a lights-out performance from ace McKenzie Morris, shutting out the Liberty Eagles 12-0. At Mayberry Park in Mountain Grove, Morris was simply overpowering in the circle, racking up 13 strikeouts while allowing just 2 hits and 5 scoreless innings. Also, other games in that tournament, it was Liberty over Kabul 14-1. Mountain Grove beat Fortland 18-3. Ava beat Seymour 15-0. Class 1 District 3 at Ellington, Alton a winner. They defeat Ellington 13-3. Today, Alton will play Greenville. Winona plays Bloomfield. Class 1 District 4 in Mansfield, it was Dora losing to Pleasant Hope 19-4. Bakersfield beat Chadwick 20-2. And Summersville lost to Mansfield 13-3. In the Class 2 District 3 at Potosi, Houston a winner over Steelville 31-0. Licking lost to Potosi 10-9. In Arkansas, regionals got underway in high school softball. In the 4A2 at Brooklyn, Pocahontas lost to Wynn 6-3. In the 3A2 at Valley Springs, Walnut Ridge defeated Mountain View, Arkansas 8-2. Melbourne beat Rivercrest 1-0. Cave City defeated Harrisburg 8-3. And Salem lost to Hoxie 5-0. Today, Walnut Ridge will take on Melbourne, and Cave City plays Hoxie. In the 2A2 at Riverside, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears season ends with a loss to Riverside 15-0. Sloan Hendricks loses to East Poinsett County 12-0. In the 1A2 at Mark Tree, Calico Rock a winner over Maynard 11-1. Today, Calico Rock will play Westside Greers Ferry. In the 1A1 at Mulberry, it was Norfolk over Magazine 1-0. Viola beat Mulberry 20-0. Today, Norfolk plays Scranton. Viola will play County Line. High school baseball yesterday, the Alton Comets edged the Thayer Bobcats in a close one, 2-1. West Plains shut out Hillcrest 3-0. It was Ava over Licking 4-0. Houston defeated Ellington 20-7. Bakersfield beat Liberty 8-5. Van Buren shut out Naylor 7-0. Willow Springs lost to Salem, Missouri 10-3. Today, Thayer is at home with Summersville. Willow Springs at Fordland. Liberty plays host to South Iron. In Arkansas, regionals got underway yesterday. 4A2 at Brooklyn, it was Pocahontas losing to Stuttgart 5-4. Highland beat Wynn 1-0. Today, Highland plays Brooklyn. In the 3A2 at Valley Springs, Walnut Ridge defeated Melbourne 10-2. Cave City beat Newport 3-2. Today, Walnut Ridge will play Cave City. In the 2A2 at Riverside, Sloan Hendricks a winner over Cross County 5-2. Today, Sloan Hendricks plays East Poinsett County. In the 1A2 at Mark Tree, Maynard lost to Westside 15-5. Hillcrest defeated Calico Rock 12-1. In the 1A1 at Mulberry, it was Viola losing to Magazine 12-6. Norfolk beat Scranton 4-2. Today, Norfolk plays Jasper. That's sports. I'm Mike Robertson for the Ecom Sports Network.